Everybody here? Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Resolution 296, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 by the county, round out legal services. You got the information regarding this from Amber. Anybody have any questions regarding that?
Should we move it?
Are we moving first? Yes, Laurie.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 308, authorizing the financing construction of the Oshkan Rail Trail in the county. Got the maximum cost of $8,250,281, authorizing the issue of the bonds to set amount. Move?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You're a no?
I'm a no.
One no. 311, authorize the issue of additional $35,000 of bonds of Ulster County to pay the cost of installation of shoulder blown 299. You said county, move?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions? Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
317, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for the parcel of county-owned real property for private sale and authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcel Department of Finance. Move?
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Bert, what was the discussion last week?
I think Amber did forward the committee the answers that I think, Tracy, you were the one that kind of mentioned about the parcels being $50 and $1,000. The one for $1,000, I think, was the one you questioned the most,
yep.
Per se. It is an irregular lot. It's been on previous tax sales. People may have bought it, but then it gets back on a tax sale. It's been offered 5 previous auctions currently. There is a structure on it that's barely standing. So, you know, my recommendation is to the committee to put it back on the tax roll. It was offered at our auction this year and it didn't sell. So that's why it's for the same amount, for $1,000. Somebody came to the office and isn't willing to pay that.
How does that happen? Does someone just, after the auction, they show up?
What happens after the auction? After April, we'll announce at the auction that anything that doesn't sell,
right.
We'll basically have what I call a private sale, which is a first come, first serve. We did it in the middle of June.
Okay.
Because I always try to tell them bid on it at the auction, because who knows if it'll be left, per se. So.
And how do you get that word out? Just I know.
And it's at the auction, and then also we put notice out.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 321, authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement with the Dormitory Authority, State of New York, for Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Project, Phase 4.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any other discussion?
This was the late submission.
Yes.
Can
yes.
Someone go over, Chris, through the chairman?
Right.
Chris White, could he discuss this? Since it was a late submission, it wasn't.
Not a problem, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is the.
That's enough. That's enough. Go on.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm
the
okay.
The trail. It's the good trail. How's that one? This is the trail in the town of Lloyd. We're almost done with construction and we'll be finishing up on August 2nd. This is coming to as a late because we've been trying to get a grant disbursement agreement from the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for over 18 months. That was somewhat held up by the passing of the late Assemblyman Frank Skartatos, who got this as a legislative item. We did reach his chief of staff a few months ago before he was laid off, and he helped get the contract through. So this is $50,000 that will bring down the county share from 20% to slightly less than that, about 17%.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm a no.
You're a no. On some new business per se. Just a couple things I want to bring to everybody's attention. We wrote a letter to the governor and the honorable members of the legislative body. There was 17 legislators that signed on to this. This is regarding. The Supreme Court decision regarding South Dakota versus Wayfair regarding uncollected taxes from the New York State counties from the internet. We have asked the legislative body to pass that legislation so that the counties can collect the sales tax from that. It could be anywhere from 130 something million to 160 million. So it's a pretty big windfall if it happens, but there again, we need legislation from Albany to make it happen. Laura?
I do have a question. I was told that I had misread it, but when I thought it said in there that we were looking for retroactive taxes.
We would love it, but I doubt we're going to get it.
Okay.
But not, we weren't asking for it. But
you were not, no, not we're in not. This. Okay.
I mean, if they want to pay us, believe me, we're not going to turn it away. So. All right. The other thing regarding, we had an issue last week regarding basically paying a bill that we had outstanding. There was been a lot of work, and I want to commend all the parties that were involved, all the, our attorneys, Chris, Nick, Kyle, the controller's office, Evan, the county exec's office, Mark, Ken. Unfortunately, there have been back and forth. They probably had, that I'm aware of, three different meetings and three different types. I think that the controller wrote a letter that everyone has a copy or going to get a copy.
We know there's also physical copies.
Okay, so there's physical copies here. You're going from the controllers. I think what's the bill's going to be paid, which is good for the vendor. There are some concerns from every party involved. I think we as a legislative body owe it to everybody to maybe look at that and make it more defining what we actually meant by it, how we meant by it, because there's a lot of questions. Nina Postopak, our county clerk, called me up personally and said, you know, I'm not aware of a lot of this stuff. I mean, I'm out there doing motor vehicle, I'm doing records and various other things, and can you just define it a little bit better, because it is a lot of gray area. So I would recommend to every legislator that, you know, we have these parties to continue to work, make recommendations back to the legislative body, and then we evaluate what we want to incorporate in there, if anything at all. Joan and Tracy.
Did Nina know that she was being pulled into this when we got that email with all those things in
there? I have no idea if Nina knew or not. She has some concerns.
To see that if she didn't know that.
Joe, we're not going to get involved in the particulars like that because Nina's not here to answer the questions. But you know, they're not going to ask him. I mean, answer him either, because I don't think you were privy to all that, are you?
She knew.
Well, it doesn't matter if she does know or doesn't know. I know there's concerns there. There was concerns there that,
yeah.
I mean, I would think that if we want to clear it up so everyone knows exactly what that actually said, what the intent of the legislative body was, I think it would be to everybody's best interest to rework it. That's my personal opinion. It can go back to rules or wherever it is. But there again, the way we're going right now, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Evan, there, you have mentioned, he called me about an hour ago and mentioned the various things about proofs. You know, when are the proofs actually, done? Yeah, after they come out or before they go to the printer? So, I mean, these are all things that, I don't know if we considered all this when we put this in there, but I think it should be considered, and then everybody knows what the ball game is. Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the examples that were provided by the executor's office related to the clerk, and then I don't know where I saw the example coming out of the comptroller's office itself. I mean, it's a little troubling that only one of all these examples was flagged for non-payment, when by the letter of the legislation and arguably by the intent of the legislation, all of them should have been flagged for non-payment. So I want to say that at this table, because I think it's pretty important that there is, it's one piece of legislation that applies to all elected officials equally. So I agree with you, and I said at the Democratic Caucus, I mean, I think that, and I said in this committee last week, I think the intent's clear, and I think if we went to court, we would prevail, but I don't really want to see us go to court, and I think there some other things that we may want to talk about and consider, including how it's enforced and penalties, because this has raised a certain issue. What I want to also say that is that if we don't do this quickly in terms of, I don't know where these elected officials are. We know where the executive stands in terms of believing that they're right in moving those kinds of pieces of literature forward in what I see as a violation of the legislation. So if we're not there's no formal process to create an impasse now except for clarifying the legislation. Because without that, every department head can just continue to violate, and we'll keep walking a circle around. So,
well, I think it's very evident that, you know, things have to be looked at regarding that resolution. All right, I think I had it modified, amended, whatever the case may be. All right, yeah, like you mentioned before, you know, what are the ramifications? What are the penalties? I mean, that's not in there. There again, you know, we are not trying to prohibit our department heads from working and doing their work. They should know what the rules are and, you know, what they're not. And if we don't tell them, then, you know, we're going to have this every time somebody has a bill.
But I think, Rich, I mean, the legislation does have a certain level of clarity. Again, because we've seen from three elected officials, all of whom, in my estimation, have violated the policy, I have not yet seen, but I don't. It's possible that both the sheriff and the DA have as well. They could have cards out there. I mean, I don't see every bill come across, every proof come across my desk. So I don't know. I don't have a desk. I mean, I don't know what they look like. You know, I don't know what's happening. But I think clarification, if we're super specific, that we won't have these petty arguments.
I would think that's
very
clear.
I'd like to do it really soon.
Well, I think the sooner we do it, the better off we are for everybody concerned, so that everybody knows what they're able to do. You know, as the clerk, the DA, the sheriff, county exec, the controller, and whatever every other official. So, yes, I would say that Evan did call me about an hour ago. I mean, we spoke last week a couple times. I know you have spoken to the county exec's office. I know you have talked to your attorneys. I mean, if you guys can get together, Nick and where's Chris? He's not here. And Kyle, I mean, get together and see if you guys can lay out some kind of game plan so that the
job. Absolutely.
I understand, but they can give it to us and we can.
No,
we can
they cannot job. Give it to us. We are policymakers. We need to create policy.
I understand
policy.
That,
don't ask
but the thing is, okay,
Evan
so let's let's come up with some. Let's do a policy itself, whatever it might be, that it includes everything that we have talked about.
That would be appropriate for us to do that.
Right.
I don't believe that the law is vague. I think the intent was very clear. And I think now that it's fully understood that, you know, the name cannot be added on using public funds, that we now move forward with it. I don't think we need to keep rehashing it and using valuable legislative time on it. I think that, you know, it was very clear, and now it's even clearer what the intent of the law is, and I think we should move forward.
Just to answer that question, Nina actually called me up and said, listen, I'm talking, Joe.
I didn't finish my comment from before, but go ahead.
Well, comment from before, when were you called on?
You called on me earlier, and then I didn't even finish. I had a comment to make, and it didn't finish up, and I wound up going around. That's what I was.
But anyway,
spoke to what you're about to speak.
Nina basically told me that, listen, she is the clerk of this county. She goes out and she promotes motor vehicle. Her name has to be on certain things. Now, I'm not sure if that is the case, not the case. She's our records retention. She's involved with records. She says, you know, you guys as legislators don't want the phone call from the public, and maybe no disrespect for us, maybe we can't even answer those questions. She said that's her function as a clerk, and that's why she puts her name on a lot of these things, because if there is a problem, they can call her directly and she can answer those questions. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad or whatever the case may be, but there again, that's how she felt with it, okay? But, you know, if there are areas there that have to be more, you know, black and white, so to speak, then maybe we have to look at that and alter it. So, Joe.
to speak to that, I think, and I thought it was really unfortunate that Nina got dragged into this. I thought if there was something that the clerk put on something, everybody knows that. I don't think there's a bigger pro in this county for the last many years than Nina. I don't think she would have violated any policy knowingly. And I think that if anything, when it comes to the clerk or even the sheriff or the DA, though they were talked to before the legislation was passed, I think we may have erred in not sending them off maybe a quick explanation of what it was and some examples. And I think that'll take care of the clerk. And if there's something that by law her name has to be on that would be considered a PSA, then we can sure deal with that with some type of an amendment. When it comes to the executive, I think it's a different story. He had the option to sign this into law. He was very aware of this. He was fighting against it while it was being passed. And I think that they know, but I will send the same. I'll put something together. I'll work with a couple of other legislators, anybody else that wants to. I agree with Laura and most everybody else that the policy is written very clearly, and I don't think anybody with any kind of reasonable reading of it would say that, you know, not understand what the intent is and what it prohibits you from putting your name onto. But we can send a packet out. I think that's where we failed. The sheriff, the clerk, and the DA, I think we failed them by not sending out the comptroller and the exec and ourselves. I think we're all very aware of that. And any violation from any of us is just exactly that, not abiding by a policy that we set with a supermajority.
I mean, there again, we can go back and forth and say, yes, it was clear, no, it wasn't clear. The problem is that we have some issues here. And I don't think as a policy body we want to have, you know, resolutions to local laws that have issues. So we want to make them as clear as possible and everybody understands them so that we don't have this problem again. And the unfortunate part with all this was that one of our vendors in this county might have not got paid. I mean, they're going to get paid in a promptly time now. But there again, you know, that's what it was all boiled down to. So, if Joe, if you're going to work on it with other people, by all means, bring some. Let's move it forward. The sooner the better so that, you know, we don't have this issue, you know, next month or any other month. Yes, Mary Beth?
Was a controller in violation at all?
I have no idea who's in violation, who's not. I'm not a court.
Well, we're pointing fingers.
And there again,
I just want to make sure if there's fingers to point, everybody gets pointed.
But the thing is, listen, it doesn't matter. We're moving forward with this. You know, we can let the attorneys, Chris and Nick, answer those questions, but I won't let them talk to answer them. So we're going to move forward.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? If not, any other issues? A motion to adjourn?
Yeah, where's the air conditioner in here?
Okay. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye. Thank you.
Amber, could you hand me one of those Elliott letters? I'm sure it's in here somewhere, but I'm having a little hard time locating it. Thank you.
Am I on that at all? My name is on the check. Just saying.
And then he said you're not going to be
able to
get
it. Got it?
I'm catching up.